Get your extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen Sabella. Let's start with that very interesting Instagram page. What's the deal on this?
Good morning, Bob. So there's a Instagram page that's grown really popular in recent years in New York. It's called People of New York. And it features just everyday people on the street. And the creator of it just takes their portrait and then talks to them about their life, about living in New York, about all kinds of things. And some of the people featured on this page have become kind of celebrities in New York, just because so many people follow it. So during the pandemic, a couple of friends in Rogers Park were looking at this page, and they were like, this is such a great thing right now, being able to hear from people since we feel so isolated from our neighbors. So they decided to start their own in Rogers Park. So now there's an Instagram page. It's called Residents of Rogers Park, and it features portraits of people around the neighborhood and conversations with them about their favorite places in the neighborhood, about their lives. A lot of people who grew up in the neighborhood and some newcomers, business owners, and it kind of takes you through what people have been going through these past 16 months. And it's really interesting and a way to get to know your neighbors.
It's Instagram. What's the address of this page so people can check it out?
@ Residents of Rogers Park.
@ Residents of Rogers Park. Cool. Let's talk about that Lincoln Avenue staple that's moving.
Yes, Jimmy's Pizza Cafe. There was a lot of stress when people in the neighborhood found out that the building was being sold and converted to condos. And Jimmy's, it's a little corner spot at 5159 North Lincoln. It's tiny. You can fit maybe three tables in there. So it's mostly people coming in to grab a slice or a pizza and go. They are moving and they are growing into a 7,000 square foot place not too far from their current location. It's at 2434 West Montrose, and they're going to be able to have a bar and a liquor license and a lot more tables so people can come in and actually like have sit down dinner at Jimmy's, which is a new concept for them. And they should be able to keep their current delivery zone. So if you are worried about losing your access to the best New York style pizza in the city, in my opinion, you're in luck because they are not going anywhere and there'll be no gaps in service. They'll just transfer over to the new location, but they'll keep the pizza deliveries and pizza slices going in the meantime.
So you like that pizza, Jen, that you can fold over and eat? Is that it?
You know, I like it all. I'm an equal opportunity pizza eater.
Me too. And then in Logan Square, we have an opening to talk about.
Yes, this is so cool. It's a place called Rincon Cakes, and it's a Puerto Rican bake shop. And the owner, Rachel Diaz, already has a spot in Archer Heights on the south side. And now they're opening at 3313 West Fullerton Avenue. These cupcakes are unique in that they have flavors inspired by Puerto Rico, and they're very moist. They're often infused with Nutella or guava or coconut, and they have like some brandy infused and rum flavors. They look so delicious, really fun colors, and they have like a tres leches and all different kinds of different cupcakes, and they are a little bit more affordable than some of these other cupcake places you'll see around. They're just about $3 to $5 depending on the size and what's in them, and they look so delicious and summery. So that will open next week, August 1st,
3313 West Fullerton. We'll have to check that out. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.
Extremely Local News, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com.